On the line here, Ryan Stout with another HSPN exclusive on HSPNSports.com. We have a special feature this evening with a special student athlete down here in Coral Springs, Florida. This young man attends Coral Springs Charter School. Yes, you are familiar with it. We've covered multiple games on HSPN Sports with Coral Springs Charter. The Panthers, yes, you heard it here, undefeated state championship. They go back-to-back year appearances. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Matt Horn, student-athlete at Coral Springs Charter, the Panthers. Matt, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I really, really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, Matt, it's been, you know, a long year. It's been a long 2 years for you, you know, starting back. You know, we're going all the way back to your sophomore year. You're a senior now, you know. Basically, let's talk about the whole experience as a whole. You know, you guys are coming out undefeated this year. You've played 2 years for this program under Coach Miller. Ultimately, I'm going to call it a success, but I'm going to throw it into your hands and just give us a sum up of it.
You know, it's really awesome to play for someone like Coach Miller, coming from a school where he actually played college football. Really, really awesome. And bringing his experiences from his life down to how we practice, how we perform on the field is really, really awesome. And I got to give it to the coaching staff at Coral Springs Charter. I think we are one of the best in Broward County, to be honest with you. So Coach Miller and his staff, I got to give my hats off. I think one of the best coaching staffs. Going from our strength program to off-season conditioning to our to everything, special teams, defense, offense, you know. Coach Miller's really done a great job of organizing and intertwining the systems together so they all work effectively.
A lot of positive.
I got to give them to him.
Absolutely. A lot of positive things happening over at the school in regards to sports. You know, like I said, we've been covering games. We've been working within the school. Just a lot of positive things coming out of that Panther territory now. It's been an emotional roller coaster ride. I guess that would probably be the best words that I could use. You know, you've played on this team for 2 years now. But Coach Miller, I want to say this is his third season as the head coach. Is that right?
It's actually his fourth season as head coach and his season overall as coach.
Okay. So, you know, he's familiar with the program. You mentioned that, you know, he played there. He's alumni. He went to the next level of college athletics. He's able to come back, give back not only to his community here in Coral Springs, but ultimately to student athletes that are striving to really do what he accomplished at both levels. And, you know, let's just talk about overall, you know, your position within the program, where you've seen yourself. We've talked on multiple occasions in regards to not specifically the position that you play on the football field, because you do play both ways. Overall athlete that, you know, you'll see, we've seen you at the defensive line position. We've seen you at the offensive line. You could even, you know, catch some balls, I hear, at the tight end position. But overall, let's talk about your position. You feel like that you've had on this football team for the past 2 years.
You know, originally, when I first came out to football, we thought with my height being 6'5" would be a very, very good to play receiver. And, you know, I agreed with that. Because, you know, why not try to make plays for the team? So my junior year, my sophomore going into my junior year, you know, I played receiver. And, you know, I did all right at that. I could have expected more from my senior year. But, you know, I asked Coach Miller, I said, is there anything I can do to buy into this team, buy into the program? And, you know, he said, if you can gain some weight and play some O-line for me. I said, for sure. And, you know, I think that shows a lot about my character, because at the end of the day, if a coach asks you to play a certain position, and some athletes will say no to that, while others will kind of say, yeah. And I feel like, you know, anything to help out my team to help us be successful is really worth it. Because, you know, I was there at the end when we lost the championship, and it really, really didn't feel good to me, because after that loss, me, quarterback A.J. Miller, and offensive lineman Mark Krummacher, we that Monday, right after we lost the championship, we started lifting. from then on, it's been a constant grind for football. And, you know, we've seen it. It fell through our fingertips last year.
Yeah.
And to pull it off this year, it really, really feels great. So, you know, I'm happy where we've came. And, you know, it's awesome to leave off such a great legacy and make so much history here at Coral Springs Chart.
Well, let's talk about, you know, ultimately what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. When there comes to victory, there has to be some type of sacrifice, and it comes from an individual standpoint. You know, each player has to do their job when they get out on the football field. So let's talk about the timeline of that last season. For those that don't know, our audience out there, Charter did almost go undefeated. They lost to Calvary Christian down here in Fort Lauderdale in the regular season, and then met Calvary again in the championship at FAU Stadium. Coming up short, let's talk about the timeline. You said, you know, Monday you're right back in the weight room. Let's talk about that spring football going into summer, and then some of what of the mental expectation that you guys had coming into this fall season.
Oh, for sure. The first day of official spring ball, Coach Miller handed out a picture of pillars. And, you know, our pillars, we represent discipline, effort, and trust in building a championship program. And, you know, that honestly, like you said, when I came back that Monday after losing the championship, all I thought about was winning the championship, trying to go undefeated. You know, that wasn't our expectation. That wasn't our standard, going undefeated. Our standards and expectations for this season were to win, be number one in the turnover battle, to be number one in the conference for both sides of the ball, and to, you know, overall win a championship. Those were our three standards, and that's what we felt as a team and as a group of seniors were very, very powerful for us to for the 2015 season. And, you know, going into spring, we had some bumps in the road, you know. Kids learning the new offense to them, and new defense. We got a new D coordinator, Matt Garris from FIU. Great coach. He flipped this defense, and you know, it's really awesome to see him come in from a Division I platform, bringing it down to a high school platform is really, really awesome. So from spring to summer, you know, our strength training changed tremendously. You know, with Coach Tribble, who's been there, he's intensified the list a little bit. And, you know, going to speed training and just working out, trying to perfect our craft. And, you know, the coaching staff's done a wonderful job. And, you know, going into the regular season and stuff, it's really awesome to see how, you know, how much hard work we have over the summer. And these coaches, I got to give it to Coach Miller. I mean, he planned a trip for a bunch of us seniors and a couple of juniors to go visit colleges in Ohio. And, you know, I got to thank him for that, because it gave me an opportunity to see how different programs ran their operations, and to bring back what I've learned to come back home and really help my teammates strive to get that championship that I've wanted since that Monday that I came back to lifting. So, you know, it really, really helps out all in all.
And let's talk about just, you know, like I said, we covered more than a couple of games this season. And there was no doubt, being in the SFC, the Southeastern Football Conference, you guys really were able to stand out amongst the other teams that were participating this year in the conference. No doubt you guys were at the number one seed throughout the entire season, almost living on a high from an outside perspective. As any layperson was checking out you guys on the broadcast or just came to one of your games, there was no doubt that you weren't going to put on a show. Let's talk about, during the season, any bumps in the road, anything that kind of shocked you guys along the lines of, you know, you said you had goals, you know, you laid out your expectations early on. Any surprises in the season that kind of set you back positively or negatively?
You know, we don't have goals at Charter. We have standards and expectations, and we've always tried to meet them. We try to meet them. we don't try to meet them. We actually do meet them. But, you know, we do have some setbacks, like a couple injuries from a couple key players. And, you know, it's the next man up, to be honest with you. So after that happened, we have different people coming in and stepping up and doing the right things for different positions. But all in all, you know, our motto was after every game, it's on to the next one. We don't forget about what happened in the past, you know. Like you said, we went undefeated 11-0. I think one of the best in the city. So it's pretty awesome. But, you know, we always just think about the next game, the next opponent. It's the next game is most important.
Right.
So it's awesome to see, you know what, yes, we did conquer them. You know, you can enjoy it for a little bit. But, you know, after a Friday night game, that next Saturday morning, we're in lifting and breaking down film for the next week. So
yeah. Well, ultimately, you guys put on one heck of a performance throughout the entire season, not only the state championship game, but, you know, once again, you know, I told Coach Miller, I told some of the teammates, I had a chance to go to the game, check you guys out, but hats off to you guys on putting a great performance on and taking the title. Let's make a transition real quick, because let's talk about Matt Horn. Let's talk about some of the things, not from a selfish standpoint, but from an individual standpoint, because ultimately, you know, we're coming out of season right now, and we're very familiar, my experience, my team's experience, not only from HSPN, but all the other outlets, KDA Foundation. We've been working with student athletes for so long. This is the time period right now. There's kids on a regular basis that are blowing us up, hitting us up, saying, hey, can you share my film? Can you do this? Because the fairy tale is over. It's not a surprise for any student athlete, myself included, that, you know, you're focused in during the season. You're focused in throughout that season on things that you expect out of yourself. So let's talk about you as an individual, some of the things that maybe that you came into this season and said, you know what, I want to work on these things to better myself.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, at the end of last season is really where I checked myself and checked to see where the team was at. And, you know, honestly, I just wanted my team to win and become successful and achieve our goal, our expectations and standards. So whatever I had to do from an individual standpoint, I did it for the team. And, you know, there's no I in team. I know it's a little cliche, but,
right.
You know, there really is no I in team. And, you know, there's standout players, of course, and there's players that change the game. But at the end of the day, it's a team effort from the O-line to the backfield. I mean, it's just like everyone has to work together.
Right.
Because if one person misses their job or misses their cue, the whole play can go corrupt. So it's not a individual standpoint to be. It's a team effort, and it's you know, it's how we practice too.
Right.
You know, we get after each other on the field, but at the end of the day, it's for a good cause, and it's for our standard expectation of winning a championship.
Right.
Well,
I want to make a point here, because there's very few, you know, there's something interesting here, Matt, that you're part of a very unique club. Okay, we talked about it early on, you know, you're part of a championship program. There's very few people that can claim the title champion. Especially at the high school football level. You know, it's a huge thing, especially here in South Florida, being one of the meccas of, you know, just football play in the entire nation. The audience wants to know, what does a championship football team, what is the week after look like? What's going on right now with just the overall charter? What's going on with yourself? You know, you guys just came off literally last week. I'm sure you got a little time off, Coach Miller, and the coaching staff just kind of saying, you know what? What is he saying? Just enjoy it. You know, what's the mentality like? What's going on at school? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't know what it's like to win a championship.
You know, after the clock strikes zero on Saturday night, I had the biggest smile on my face, and I haven't been able to take the smile off. You know, it's a great feeling to win a championship, to actually do without a blemish on her record is amazing, you know. You know, honestly, as of right now, I'm going to take a break for a little bit, but maybe a couple days, but it's not going to be long at all.
A break. When people say break, they talk like weeks, maybe months at a time. A couple days, that doesn't sound like too much of a break.
No, for sure. No, I totally get it. But, you know, I think of my body as a machine. So whatever I put in, I get out of it. Mm-hmm. So I can't take long breaks. You know, I just got to keep getting bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just if I take weeks and months, it can hinder me in the future. So, you know, a couple of days is honestly a nice little break for my body, to be honest with you. I'm icing up, just relax.
There you go.
Watching some TV and football. So.
There you go. Well, let's get into a post-football season, you know, the fairy tale, you know, just really doing some outstanding things. Let's talk about postseason as a student athlete. We've talked about it before. You know, you've talked about the opportunity if it presents itself, and obviously, you know, why we're here today talking on the show is, you know, we want to talk about you as a student athlete. We want to get the information because our audience is student athletes, former student athletes, college coaches, and they're looking for answers because there's a lot of student athletes that are in your position right now that are postseason. They may not be champions, but they're postseason, and they're looking for an opportunity, and they're kind of lost in translation right now. And there's no doubt that it eases the process to hear a student athlete like you. So let's get into postseason for you after your couple day break. What are some of the things on your list?
You know, well, honestly, it's just going to be in that weight room, for the most part. Probably going to do extensive strength training for 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week I'll be at the field doing some cardio, staying in a top condition, and you know, I'm going to do it with a couple guys who aren't playing other sports now. As of now, I've not decided to play any winter sports. I think I'm going to go out for track and field, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, as of right now, it's just, you know, taking a couple of days off and then be back full swing of it. Like, I never took a break.
I got you. Well, let's talk about ultimately the recruiting process. You know, that's why we're here today, and that's what we're looking for at a student athlete like yourself to kind of find out where you are, where you're going. We always make it clear to anybody in our audiences that, you know, there's no right or wrong answer in regards to the questions that we ask any student athlete. You know, we don't have expectations. There's only expectations when we're working with student athletes, and Charter just happens to be one of the schools, not only HSPN, but myself, our mentors are going to be able to come in and work essentially with these student athletes and figuring out the student athletes that are really trying to pursue college. So, Matt, you know, you've talked about if the opportunity presents itself to play college football, you said absolutely you'd take it. So let's get into some of these recruiting questions, and the topic is obviously recruiting. So let's get into it. The first question is, are you actively working on getting recruited now, and how are you doing it?
As of now, you know, I've filled out a couple of questionnaires on our colleges and stuff like that. And, I've been on a couple of programs, to create profiles and, to connect me with coaches. And, you know, I'm sort of getting some college interest from different colleges, but, you know, as of this moment, I do not have like a heavy hand of what definite college I'll be playing.
Right.
If I'll be playing at a different, college. So.
Okay, well, that leads me into my next question. Like we said, currently, how many schools have expressed their interest?
Well, I have a couple schools now. Swanee, the University of the South, has expressed some interest into me. Birmingham Southern, Colby College, and that's mostly it.
Yeah,
I mean, I've had a couple emails from colleges, but nothing. Nothing major with a return, as well as the University of Jamestown.
Okay, I got you. And the third question, do you use any recruiting service? And if so, how has it helped you?
I've used a program called Captain U. It's a program where you can become a premium member to pay, but I have not paid. And, you know, it's helped me out because I have used that program to show my achievements and show my highlights and stuff like that. Give a little spice of what Matt Horn is.
Right.
And, you know, colleges have taken interest, seen my height, seen my weight. And, you know, they clicked on my profile and they it automatically sends an email to me when a college coach has looked at it. And then I'll email the coach afterwards, see where they come from. So
nice. Okay. And next question on the list, are you on a ranking or rating service? If so, how has it helped?
As of now, I am not on any ranking or rating service. And, you know, it honestly really doesn't matter to me to be on a service of that type. You know, it's at the end of the day, you can kind of brag to your kids and brag to your other peers on what stars you are or whatever you're ranked.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's just, I think a college looks at a kid who has good character, is good in the classroom, and also is very good athletically on the tape, on high school tapes and stuff like that. You know, you can be a 4-star or 5-star receiver or a 5-star position and not make it to a college playoff. A high school playoff.
Right.
Or after a regular season. But for me, I think it's very special that, you know, I've won a championship and I know the mentality of being a champion. So I think that's very, very important to a college, and that would help me out to be recruited compared
Absolutely.
To being a 4- or 5-star athlete.
Absolutely, and you kind of creeped in on it, and you started giving away some things for our next question, and it's really the meat and potatoes. It's one of my favorite questions to really ask any high school student athlete, and it takes a special athlete to, like I said before, there's no right or wrong answer. But there's definitely a way to be able to present yourself, articulate, enunciate yourself, and this is kind of one of my favorite go-to questions, and you sort of creeped in on it. Why would a college university, you know, a coach, a program, invest in Matt Horn to say, you know what, we want this young man not only to play for my football program, but to be a part of this institution?
You know, and I kind of talked about that a little bit before, but you know, I think it's three main things that a college actually looks at. It's your academics, it's your character, and then it's also your athletics, your tape. And you know, let me start with athletics. You know, your tape, you know, very, very important, but it's how far you went. And you know, compared to an athlete who's supposedly ranked higher than me, but hasn't made a state playoff or state after season competition, you know, it's just like, it's a humbling process to see, you know. Yes, you know, Charter is a very, very small school. We're in an independent conference, but we actually made a championship and won it.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's very, very important. And as well as, you know, our coaching staff too. Coach Miller, Coach Garris, Coach Tribble, all these coaches had an opportunity to play at the next level. And bringing it down to running a practice like a college coach would is amazing. You know, very, very little breaks between practices, but between individual times and team times and stuff like that.
Right.
And we're very, very constant, high motion, high fluid. We're always moving around. So we're always doing something. And we're not just standing around, because if we're just standing around, we're wasting our time and they're wasting theirs. And it really is not a successful practice.
Right.
So I got to give it to Coach Miller. And then going into character, you know, I believe that there's different things. And Coach Miller's always believed in discipline, effort, and trust. And that's our mantra for the team. You know, it's three simple words, but they go hard, dig deep, and they mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the three things that we as Panthers believe that is most important to live by our creed. after every practice. We say a creed, and it's a moral social contract that we have with us. And it represents the team, it represents us. And you got to live with it on and off the field.
Right.
Because you can't just, you can't be a football player. You got to act it. You got to always, you have to represent what a football player is on and off the field.
Right.
And then academics, you know, I take academics very, very seriously, as well as athletics. I believe academics is over athletics.
Yeah.
That's what the conference does believe to, the Southeastern Football Conference. But as of right now, my GPA is a 4.78 and my ACT is a 25, which is, you know, I'm not satisfied, but I can always score better. And I'm planning to take it again, just to take it to try to achieve a bright future scholarship. But, you know, it's just, I take academics very, very seriously. I've taken academics seriously since I was in kindergarten. I couldn't get a, they ranked it off of numbers of one or two. And I'm thinking that one was the best and two was not. I always had to get ones. Right. I always had to get A's in the subjects that I've always been accomplished.
Starts in the crib.
I've been younger, so.
Started in the crib, it sounds like.
For sure, for sure.
Well, ultimately, I mean, outstanding. You know, it what it sounds like, you know, we've interviewed a lot of student athletes. It sounds like you got the cart in the right position. You got the horse in front of the cart. And it sounds like, you know, you're on the right track. Definitely, no doubt, a representation of the Coral Springs Charter football team. Just being able to articulate just an outstanding season. Overall, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Horn on the line with us, a student athlete over at Coral Springs Charter, the Panthers, taking the Southeastern Football Conference Championship and ultimately just really not only breaking records, but making history in Coral Springs, Florida, bringing the only football championship to the city of Coral Springs. We're still waiting on the parade, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're actually getting honored by City Hall tomorrow night.
Awesome.
So it'll be pretty interesting, you know, having city commissioners such as Larry Vignola, Vice Mayor Dan Daly, Commissioner,
yeah,
and different commissioners coming out to our games and supporting it is pretty cool. But you know, when they're honoring us as for our achievements, it's also awesome.
Yeah,
bringing home the first championship. And I think we're the only team in the city to be undefeated. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's most definite that we're the only team in the city.
Well, if not the only team, it's still, like we said, it's a huge accomplishment and definitely one for the books that former, you know, student athletes can look back and say, you know, I was a part of that program. And then students that are up and coming, you know, the little league, the kids, the middle schoolers, elementary schoolers, that they're able to look up to you guys and say, you know what, I want to do what they did. I want to do even better. Ultimately, Matt, let's talk real quick. Where, you know, if I'm a college coach, I'm listening to you right now. Where can I find your information? Where can I follow you on social media? You know, how can I contact you?
Well, my email is Matthew, MATTHEW@yahoo.com. I'm very, very active on Twitter, Instagram. My Twitter is at MattHorn6. Instagram is at MattHorn66. You know, I'm very, very out there. I have my Huddle link in both of the descriptions of myself. I'm also on Facebook. And, you know, I feel social media is a very, very powerful tool. And it hinders some student athletes for posting inappropriate stuff on it. So, right. You know, I think of social media as a broadcasting tool. And all I will do is I always broadcast myself and my team and the people who I like to surround myself with. I don't broadcast a lot of negativity because at the end of the day, it's really going to haunt me looking for jobs and different occupations and seeing my social media patterns, you know, looking at that. And,
right.
I just feel that social media is a great broadcasting tool. So.
Outstanding. And absolutely, I agree with you 100%. So, coaches, you're tuned in. Audience, student athletes, they're listening in. There's, like we said earlier on, there's a tremendous amount of value in the conversation, not only we just had, but everything that you're bringing to the table. And I encourage any student athlete that's listening to this interview right now is, hey, go back, hit the rewind button and say, hey, start taking some notes, because this young athlete knows what he's talking about. So senior year, Matt's coming out of the perfect season. You heard what he had to say here on HSPNSports.com. We're bringing you content on a weekly basis. Follow Charter, so hey, you can go back and watch each game. Basically, the entire home schedule was broadcast on HSPNSports.com. So on top of his huddle links, if you want to directly go see the action, what Matt can do on the field, you can always go back, HSPNSports.com, and check out those live broadcasts. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank Matt for joining us today here on HSPN Sports, the exclusive interview with one of the Charter Panthers, the undefeated champions of the Southeastern Football Conference. Matt, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, and God bless.